Many blessings, and welcome to your wish fulfilled. To begin, let's just take a moment to hold one of your wishes, one of your pure desires. What is something that you would love to manifest? Just imagine that which you desire, and imagine that you can walk into that experience where everything that you desire has become fulfilled, become manifest in your life. Just notice the good feelings, the good vibrations, the happiness. Notice how you feel different in your body as you have created this beautiful experience. And just feel that it is done, that you are there, that things have changed for the better. And just smile into that good feeling. And we're going to go deeper into how we can manifest that which we desire with ease and grace. And by the way, I'm in Hawaii. And as some of you might know, on Kauai, there's a lot of wild roosters running around up here on the North Shore. So if you hear any roosters or birds in the background, that's what it is. Well, there one goes. We have to have a sense of humor about life, because when we manifest things, when we are on the adventure of life, we can either try and get everything just the way we want, or we can accept some of these things that come up along the way, like the roosters and like all these other things. So it's easier if you just accept and enjoy and embrace that in part of your journey rather than resisting it. So today we're diving into, can sleep help you manifest more? If you sleep more and get better rest, will that help you manifest more? Or is it better to be running around doing all this stuff, working? Because there are two schools of thought around this. Some people, they say you should just always be working, always be doing, always be pushing, always be getting stuff done. There's no time for sleep. We're busy, 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 right? And then the other school of thought is you need to get proper sleep. Otherwise, you can't function properly and you're not going to be able to be effective. So which one is better? What's the truth? Like many things in life, there's a balance between these two things. Of course, we have to get things done in our life in one way or another. But if we are cranky, if we are rushed and unrested, if we are wiped out and drained and tired, how can we come into a good vibration in that state? It's a negative state, it's a negative vibration. I remember hearing about Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, and someone asked him, you know, you've got all this money, you've got all this power, all this wealth, all these opportunities. You must want to be awake all the time so you can enjoy everything that you have, because he has a very unusual and what you could call remarkable life. And what was his response? He said, no, of course, I get plenty of rest. I need to prioritize my sleep, because if I'm not rested, I can't enjoy my life, right? So he might be wandering around in all his various mansions, but if he's tired and grumpy and cranky and can't think clearly, how can he enjoy his wealth? This is a chronic problem in the Western world. Apparently, we're getting 1 to 2 hours less sleep on average than we did about 60 or 70 years ago. People who've been studying sleep say we are a sleep-deprived society and sleep-deprived world. And that leads to all kinds of problems because we need to let go, completely let go, in order to be able to function when we come back. And if we don't sleep enough, if we don't get enough proper rest, then we can actually experience stress and anxiety. And stress and anxiety is not the feelings we want to have to attract better things into our life. In fact, it's actually almost impossible to even imagine what you want clearly and with a good feeling if you haven't slept properly. And on top of that, it's hard to think about what the best thing to do is if we're not rested, because when we have been running around all the time in a state of panic and caffeine and messages and rush, we can't think about the highest level things that are actually going to change our life, because we're in reactive mode. This morning I got up at 4 o'clock, like I usually do. Had my meditation, which was beautiful. Then I listened to a class. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to go back to bed. I went back to bed. I was just lying there experiencing meditation and higher consciousness and visualizing what I want. And I fell asleep and I woke up an hour and a half later. And I feel great, right? I could have stayed awake and pushed through and done all these things this morning, but then I wouldn't be functioning properly, right? Because the brain, we have a physical brain. We're a spiritual being. We're spiritual beings. We're consciousness living in the brain. The soul is in the brain, right? This is the computer. And if it's not working properly, it's like your laptop, right? How many of us have not restarted our laptop in a long time? And after a while, it stops working, doesn't it? If you just keep using your laptop and you never restart it, and you have all these tabs open and all these applications open and everything open, it starts to go weird, right? And then if you restart it, it reboots everything, it cleans itself out, it goes through all these processes, you shut down all the windows, and it's so much easier to deal with, you know, to clear up the desktop, to clean everything up nicely. So we need this balance between being on, where we're on a mission, and being off. The balance between doing and being. So to get more of what we want in life, ironically, we need to do less. And when you look back on your life, it's hard to see this in a day or even in a week. But when you look back over a year or 2 years or 3 years, like if you think about the last 12 months, what has been the most significant thing that's happened in your life in the last 12 months? And I mean positive significance, something that's been a real blessing to you, that you've started doing this thing or listening to this thing or practicing this thing, or something has happened, right? When we look back, normally we say, oh, I started doing this little thing and it's changed my life in a positive way, right? And then there are all these other things which haven't made that much difference. You know, I teach people to become spiritual life coaches, entrepreneurs, creators, and I have to help them again and again and again. What is the highest leverage use of your time? Because you can run around all the time and not make any money. Or you can do these handful of things which we teach that generate thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? you can make millions of dollars doing a specific type of marketing and particular types of work, right? Offers, right? This is all a marketing thing, and we're not going to get into that here. But the point is, someone could be busy trying to manifest something in one way all day long and not really make any progress at all. Or they could do this other thing, which is high leverage, and it makes a massive difference to their life. You can't figure out those high level things easily if you're not rested. Because when you have a wonderful night's sleep, you're fully rested, you feel completely relaxed, you're like, ah, yes, then you can just come into that more peaceful space. You can come into the good feelings, you can imagine what you want more easily, right? Because when you're relaxed, you can visualize, you can think more clearly, you can allow your mind to hold these energies and hold these beautiful images much more easily. And then you can come up with these ideas that are going to help you practically in making it happen. So we're talking about how to get better sleep, how to make sure that you get the rest you need. What are the methods for that? If you wanted to get better sleep, what would you do? How could you do that? I'll give you a few tips to help you sleep better. The first thing is to have an intention to get better rest. Once you intend to sleep more and more deeply, then you set in motion the events in your life that will make it easier. I imagine even attracting listening to this audio has had something to do with the fact that you wanted more sleep previously, right? Now here you are listening to this. So well done. So you have the intention, I would love to get better sleep. You can even write it down in your vision board. Now I wake up rested, I get plenty of sleep, I feel relaxed. You can add it to your visions and your manifestation list. So that's number one, holding that intention. The second thing is to aim to have a winding down evening routine. It doesn't have to be elaborate. It can be elaborate if you like. I know some of our clients, they have these really wonderful elaborate baths with flowers and essential oils and candles, you know, and that's great. You know, if you would love to do that, you can create a very elaborate evening routine. The key thing though is to turn the lights down. For a while, when I was practicing this and helping other people in a big way, I started banning electric lights in my house in the evening. As soon as it got dark, my only light source was candles, right? So I had these nice beeswax candles. And I would just wander around the house with a candle, and I, you know, if I needed to go places, or I have candles in different rooms, you know, make sure that you don't burn the house down. But you have the candles, right? And it's a nice warm glow. It doesn't keep you awake, because the blue light of the screen, as you probably are aware, when you have looking at screens, your brain thinks it's daytime. And what happens is that when you eventually try and go to sleep, you get this burst of energy. I've read about this. What actually happens is that when the light starts going down, right, part of your brain gives you this final burst of energy in order to get you home safely. This is like a safety mechanism. So if somebody's out and about and they're not in their house, when the light starts going down, it releases this charge to help them go home. You can study these things. It's very interesting, right? Melatonin is caused when the lights go down. But before that, there's some other chemical which gives you energy. So what happens is people are looking at their screens, which is unnatural, right? It's like natural. It's like the light outside in the sun, the blue light. And then they turn the screen off and they're lying in bed and they get this charge of energy lying in bed, which is why people say, I can't sleep, I can't sleep. So when you study sleep and sleep science and all these strange chemicals and all these things, it's very interesting. But bottom line is you don't want light. So you can wear these blue blocker glasses, which I haven't found personally that inspiring. I'd rather just turn the lights off and have candles, but it's up to you, if you whatever you want to do. But the light is important. You also may find it useful to journal, to clear the day out of your mind, because oftentimes the reason we're not sleeping properly is we have unresolved anxieties and worries and things that are just lingering around. So let it all go. Also, turn off screens and all this information. You know, watching movies and getting involved in conversations and work and all these things in the evening is going to affect your dreams, right? It's going to go with you into your rest, and it's going to help the mind run around more while you're asleep. So it's better to give yourself the opportunity to relax and not have to think all these things in the evening. So journaling, how did you feel, what happened, writing down your vision, having candles or low lights, it's useful to eat food that makes you relaxed. You can research about that, certain things like cashew nuts, pumpkin seeds. They have tryptophan, which is very relaxing chemical, right? Precursor to serotonin, and it also helps you relax. So these are just a few things. Of course, you know, I could have a whole course just on sleep, but these are the things that matter most. Clear the day, have the intention, turn the lights down, do some sort of journaling. If you like to have baths and things like that, that's great. Don't watch these scary movies and get involved in all these things, because that's what keeps people up. Sometimes it's useful to read a book in the candlelight, right? As long as it's not too stimulating. I've often recommended to my clients who can't sleep to read David R. Hawkins, the guy who came up with the map of consciousness, to read his books before bed, because they're hard to read, right? They're very high level spiritual books, but he's also quite intellectual, and so he uses complicated language and often complicated ideas, right? So you have to really try and struggle to understand what he means. And if you're tired anyway and you're trying to read his books, it's going to knock you out. So you're reading and listening to something inspiring, right? And it will take you into a state of sleep. And of course, the last thing is to listen to these sleep meditations. I have many of them on Insight Timer, and there's many, many people who do these sleep meditations. It's really work. I've had people listen to my meditations every night for years, right? And they tell me how profound that's been for them. So that can be helpful. And then the last thing is, before you go to sleep, hold your vision. Imagine you've attained everything. Imagine it is already done, that you've attained everything you want. It's all ease and grace. And then you can fall asleep into a beautiful rest. And ideally, don't have an alarm clock, so that you can actually get enough sleep without being interrupted. And if you do have an alarm clock, you might want to get one of these light alarm clocks. I have one that is really useful because it wakes you up with light. So you kind of gradually brings light into the room rather than sound. so it's like the sun coming up. Or just don't have one, because then you'll sleep as long as you need to. So just a few thoughts there for you to help you manifest more is to feel better in your body, in your life, by getting proper sleep, proper rest, soul rest. Try it out for a week and notice how much better you feel. And also, you can have naps. I love naps. I have at least one nap a day, sometimes two, where I just lie down on the couch, just hold the vision, what I want to manifest, have meditation, let go. And when you nap or when you sleep, you actually leave your body. The soul that you are, the consciousness you are, leaves your body, which is actually where the real rest comes from. And then you come back in your body refreshed. So this is the thing that these scientists don't know, because they don't know about spiritual things. But it's actually the soul leaving the body that provides the deepest form of rest. And you can have that experience when you have a nap. So oftentimes I'll lie down for a nap, leave the body, this happens by itself naturally, and then come back and it feels like I've returned from a wonderful vacation. Because I've left and come back. You don't necessarily go very far, you might just be 3 feet above your body, and then you come back in again. And it's just fantastic. So plenty of naps if you can. Even if you don't fall asleep, just lying there holding the vision is very healing, very powerful. So, wishing you every success in beautiful rest, beautiful visions. May everything that you desire, that is pure in your heart, become manifest with so much joy so that you can really attain the life you're meant to have and enjoy your life now along the way in a very restful space, so you have beautiful ideas, beautiful visions, and everything moves along smoothly, gracefully, and easily. So much love, and talk to you soon. And by the way, if you enjoy these sessions, I'd be extremely grateful if you could leave a review on Apple Podcast or one of the other podcast places, wherever you're listening. It really touches my heart, makes me feel that I'm really helping. So if you like this, then go ahead and just take a moment to leave a review. And also, if you have any questions about anything and you'd like me to talk about a particular topic, you can leave that in your review and I'm happy to do a session just on that for you. So thank you so much and lots of love.